So, wow, let's pray. Yeah, Father, I want to pray for Livingston as he brings us your word today. And I pray, Father, that he'll be so full of your anointing and so full of your love that he will have courage. He will say whatever it is that you put into his heart and his mind, the things he's prepared and the things that you give him in the moment. And Father, we look forward to hearing about that life-giving spirit. We look forward to receiving that life-giving spirit. We look forward to living in that life-giving spirit. We pray that, we just pray for Livingston again, that just as he speaks now, he will bless us in abundance and bless you, and he in turn will be blessed as he gives your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so excited this morning. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Are you not excited?
Excited.
No, I mean, really excitement. In fact, before I come to the service this morning, my wife and I were listening to a man of God who was talking about, explaining about anointing. He said, anointing, what is anointing? Anointing is simple, the power of God for performance, is to perform his duty. And we see it all through the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that he is anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And that's why he went about and just doing good. He doesn't do anything contrary to good. He only do good. Good, this is his nature. And the same anointing that we receive. And this morning, as we are praying, the woman of God just anointed me. Praise God. And I was so excited. I said, oh, the God has just confirmed his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, let's go to the topic of today, which I brought to you, which is the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. Because we have first Adam, who fall from the grace of God. That's how brought all the calamity to the mankind. But thank be to God, because God so loved us that he do not left us in our destitute state. He said, no, I can't leave my work. Because if you remember in the book of Genesis, when God finished his work, he said, oh, all look beautiful and good. Because he is a good God. So all his work is good. But along the way, something happened. But anyway, that's not our topic. Our topic is the good things that he has done through our Lord Jesus Christ, which is what I stated, the last Adam. The Bible says second, or the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. He became, or he is a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit, simple, give us that edge to live godly life. Godly life is to impact our society. In our generation today, we are the people who are custodian of impartation with good things, with godly things to the society. And we see, as Sister Mary was saying yesterday, was a lot of people in the heart of London. They have their motive. But that is not what God have as we are here is more thousand times than what the rally they made yesterday. But our rally is to for the entire nation, not to divide people, not to point out where they come from, why they come to UK, what make them to be here, what color they are, what religion they are, but what is important, what God wants them to be. Praise God. So, in this living, life-giving spirit, we see it in the book of 2nd. I'll go back to. So, let me read the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Praise God. So this 2 Corinthians opened to us how God prepared Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I read from verse 5. It says, Now he who has prepared us for these very things is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. The Spirit is giving us as a guarantee. The life-giving Spirit is a guarantee from God to us. So that's why we can stand boldly. We can speak and we can express. Because we are influenced by the life-giving Spirit. Our thinking always is to know what God wants from us and what we want from God is two-way relationship from God. God also is looking for us to take his life-giving Spirit, and as we take it, we give it to our family, our community, our society, our nation, so that God is always present in every corner, every family, every household in this nation. And it's we who have that mandate here on earth. The life-giving Spirit is given to us as a guarantee. So when we are talking, we are not just talking out of blue. We are talking out of a concrete and well-elaborated mandate or knowledge that is given to us. That's why we cannot shy away from that. So we can go on. And the same 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse from verse 17. He said, if any man is in Christ, is a new creation. Which means now you have a new life. You have a life-giving Spirit that is in you, that renew you. Though you are in this body, this kind of body, but it's no more. You who were born that day with earthly spirit, but now you carry on divine spirit, which is a life-giving spirit that give you all the potential elements, potential that you can make a change, a substantial change in your personal life, in your family life, in your community life, in your city, and in your nation, even beyond. I remember when we were young, a missionaries used to come from abroad, from Europe, from America to us in Africa, bringing us the word of God. And at the same time, we see that our society is full of so many unreasonable behavior or character to people who come to the top that you can look up to, that they will bring some kind of change. But because those people who bring the word of God, some of them, they don't stay long, and they go. And the people who are supposed to carry on, those people also, because of the influence of the entire community, they couldn't take that power. Maybe they didn't. Sometimes today I start to realize that, they didn't really grasp the anointing, the power that will break all those bad behavior that bring, you know, a kind of despair. You see, many group of people who are in total despair. When you see, you say, God, is really God's working? Yes, God is working. It's because the anointing, we are not using that capacity, the anointing that will break, wipe all those situations that we see in the life or in the face of so many people. But today, God is revealing to me that there is no respect of person. It's not your how you look like or the school you have attended or the what. When the anointing of God come into you, we remember Jesus. The people were one. This guy, we never see or saw him study like all those scribes. But how come he have such a powerful knowledge? You know. So this knowledge is given to us as a church. That is not given to us just to read and, but is to use it to impact the society. To make sure that the presence of God is seen by everyone, whether you are a believer, whether you are no believer, no matter what religion you are practicing, because life, God has loved everyone, give the life to everyone. But the difference is only we who have chosen, who has accepted openly, we who have the mandate to carry on this life-giving spirit and is given to us. And it's not something that you should be shy about it. It's your God, your Father who gives you. He gives it to you to use on his behalf. Hallelujah. So this is what we use. Therefore, we know that we are a new creature. Not only we are a new creature, but we are ambassador. Ambassador is the person who carry on the assignment on the behalf of a big authority. You cannot be ambassador for UK if you are not appointed by the king. Your Highness, the King. But our appointment is higher than the highest of the. So that's why we shouldn't be shy. No matter what level you are ambassador. As long as you bear the name of Christ, which is the life-giving spirit. And it's that life-giving spirit that we receive as a guarantee that gives us the capacity and the capability to do what we can't do on our own capacity. Hallelujah. So this church is a church. We know that every organization is registered in some body. But the Church of Christ is registered in heaven. Hallelujah. That's why the Church of Christ cannot be moved or toy from left and right. We are planted in the house of God. And we are called to carry on that mission until the day of Christ. Praise God. So, yes, it gave us... 3. Yeah. As the life-giving spirit is reported in the script in the scripture, is to transform our life. Is to transform. It's not to change, but it's to transform us to to be exactly what God wants us to be in the first place. Praise God. And as we are transformed, our entire environment is transformed. Because it's we, the church, who is the temple or the platform of transformation. And that transformation that go to even our schools, our culture, the culture that we carry on, the culture that today is perverted by so many influence from different areas of the earth. But as a believer, we are a living being, as I wrote there, as we know, according to the scripture, the first Adam became a living being devoid of the power of God. That's what we see in the society. Though they are a living being, but they are devoid of the power of God. That's why we see somebody can just go and shoot another human being, no matter what crazy idea or opinion that person have, there's no reason to carry or to go and take that person's life. Rather, is to transform him, bring him the message of transformation that God wants every soul to be acquainted with. Praise God. So we as a church, we have a great mandate. And it's an honor. It's not. There is a place where in the book of John, he said, I think it's 1 John chapter 5 somewhere, he said, the commandment of God is not bothersome. Which means it's not something that you start to crack your head. Oh, how am I going to do it? No. As he stated, he said, just go. Open your mouth. I will speak through you. Open your mouth. Like this morning as I'm coming here, maybe I'm scratching my head. What can I say? How can I stand in the people and start? What can I? He said, open your mouth. Wild. Just open your mouth and start to speak my word. Amen?
Amen.
Don't try to polish. Don't try to say, oh, this, that. Just go. Speak. That's the anointing of God. The moment you mention the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then everything is settled. He's in a motion to transform everybody to his own image. The image that he has previously for you to be like him and to do what he wants you to do. Even greater, hallelujah. The church has not taken even 1% of the power that is bestowed upon the church. Praise God. Therefore, the church must continue to act as a people of God. The people of God, they are like a soldiers. They march, but in discipline. They march with confidence. If you see the in the parade day, you see the so well dressed. You know, they walk with elegance. They walk with excellence. They walk with. They have well discipline. You know, even the unbelieved countries. Country like sorry to say, I don't want to mention any country, but there's country. They march. If you see their parade, you see, wow. If these people can be so disciplined, so how much more? The people of God who have all the power to strip the enemy. Jesus stripped the enemy from everything he has stolen. So everything that the enemy has stolen from your life, you receive it today.
Amen.
I say today. Even if it's one pin he take from you, you receive it.
Amen.
Even if it's one cloth he took from you, you receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are a child of God. You are a child of God. He gave this air to us. Not only he gave the air to us, but he's filling us with heavenly stuff. That is the life-giving spirit, which is coming from ever-ending spirit. It's coming from heaven, from the throne of God. That's what we preach. That's what we teach. And that's what, by the help of the Holy Spirit, God empower his people to make sure that the society is still looking up unto God. How can they look up unto God? if there is not the people of God who are here at hand, who are make sure that as we don't just come on Sunday, even after Sunday, every second of our life, we are influenced by life-giving spirit of God in our closets, in our gathering, in our working place, wherever, in the market, in the supermarket, wherever we go, we carry that, and we need to be conscious about it. As we are conscious about it, you will never lack anything, praise God, because there is a constant supply. Amen. Yesterday I was talking to my wife and making some kind of addition that the church is like a car with full tire, full with air, well balanced, and ready to run, to go all the way to the end of United Kingdom in Scotland. Because my wife and I, we used to drive to Scotland. We were even there. Is it last month? Last month we were there. You were there. Hallelujah. It's about 600 miles from here to Scotland. And you need a tire. But if you have a flat tire, you cannot move. The church cannot afford to have a flat tire. The church must have a car well, the tire well loaded, well balanced, because it's a marathon race. We have aim to reach out the entire nation. Start from here, except from Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost part of the world. That is the mission of the church. And everybody is included. There's no... And the good thing with the kingdom of God, God empower every person that he called. He that he called, he also justify. And he justify is also empower to do his will, to do his bidding. Hallelujah. And the bidding of God is that all men to be saved. All men, no exception. For men to be saved, they need to hear the gospel from your mouth, from my mouth. That's the instrument that God gives us, this white mouth, to open it and speak it out. Praise God. As we speak, power gush out. As we speak, salvation come out. As we speak, healing take place. As we speak, revelation come out. Knowledge, understanding. Today we are in what they call AI era. And somebody was saying that, they are asking, are you worried about AI? He said, no, I'm not worried about AI, but I'm worried about the stupidity of man's intelligence. That's what I'm worried most about. Amen? And so, but we have more to give to the world than AI can give. Amen. Because God is constantly supplying us the power to transform our life, to transform the society. When the church is in his full capacity, you will see the whole society will be at peace. Because the Bible let us to understand that when the righteous are on authority, the whole city rejoice. The whole city rejoice because their mandate is not based in the look your face, because you are you look or you attend certain class or certain school, then they will give you the privilege. No, with God, the moment you enter God's kingdom, you have the same privilege because God is not a respecter of person. Hallelujah. Don't say, I'm now retired, or I'm old, or I'm young, or I'm this, I'm that. Because we men, it's very easy to start to give excuses. Well, why I can't do this, why I can't do that. There is always excuse, thousands of excuses. But we know at the same time, God, there was a song, he speaks and millions of things come up. Hallelujah. All things are possible. So, today, I see in you that the life-giving spirit is in you and is empower you. Not only today, Sunday, but all your day. That's what God has given us as a guarantee. It's not just give, it's a guarantee. That you can go to bank and cash it out. Praise God. So, because of time, finally, I just want to summarize finally, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, after all the things we have said and done and did, he said, what is it? Whatever things are true. What is true? The word of God. Whatever things are noble is the people of God. They are all noble people here. Praise God. Whatsoever things is just, whatsoever things is pure, is the word of God, the Holy Spirit. It purifies our life every day on a daily basis. Whatsoever things are lovely, wow. Love everyone you meet. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Whatsoever things are of good report. Whatsoever things is of good report. Because God thinks is always is a good report. Somebody was sick, as we pray for you, he get healed. Somebody is going through challenges, struggle, or whatever, and he shared with the brethren, and before you know, that struggle just vanished. Praise God. That stuff, or he faced, and sometimes you are even ashamed to share it with someone, but the moment you say, oh, brethren, pray for me, I'm going through stuff, I'm going through situation. You don't even need to mention, because God already knows what you are going through. The moment you have, because the enemy will be telling you, oh, don't tell anybody. Just shut up. Like that blind man when he was crying to Jesus. The people said, shut up. You blind man, what is your business? Shut up. The more they want him to shut, the more he shouts out to Christ. Yes. You shout the more, Christ, help me. Yeah. As you are bringing to the brethren, they pray for you. We have a good report. Wonderful. If there is any virtue and praiseworthy, meditate on those things, and the God of peace will be always with you. Pray the Lord. Amen. That's what I have for you.